All right, in today's solo episode, I'll talk about something that came up when I was editing a recent episode. It really stood out to me, and it was interview 57 with Joe Casabona. I asked him what the number one most common mistake that he saw in all of his years of coaching new content creators, and he said definitely, without a doubt, it's not knowing what your mission is. Just a reminder, I'm really loving when people send DMs, comments, or emails, either just to chat recently or to have your questions answered on this show. And the newsletter is really having a lot of impact. I'm getting a lot of replies and messages from people recently, which has taken a long time to get there. I just love helping you get clarity and designing your dreams as stress-free as possible. So if you have anything that you want to learn when it comes to the newsletter, be sure to reach out. All right. Do you know your mission? There are so many things that I wish I had done differently when starting a creator business. I have no doubt in my mind that this exact podcast would be far more successful if I knew then all the things that I know now. But I'm not really mad about it. Simply put, that's just life. A quick side note example is this podcast, if you went back to listen to the very early episodes or the first trailer, was called Learned. And no one could search for it because the term learned comes up in a lot of episodes. As soon as we switched to Just Keep Learning, it started to take off in the charts. People started being able to find it, share it with each other, and it was a game changer. And that's something that I would know to help someone with if they were starting out a little differently than I had in terms of the title. But the thing we're talking today about is even more important. It has a much greater return on the investment. And that's what Joe said was the most common mistake. There's so many things that we could do differently, but many of them don't matter all that much. Things like colors or maybe what editing software you use, how you go about booking guests. There's one specific thing that does make a massive difference. It's one of those things that has outsized exponential impact for the amount of time that it actually takes. It's a game changer. Yet it could be summarized really quickly. And it all comes down to understanding what your mission is. No matter what you want to build, it could be in the area of writing, on something like Medium or your own blog, threads. It could be posting videos and creating for YouTube. And it could be something like this, podcasting. No matter what it is, even if it's a product or service, understanding what your mission is one of those things that has a massive return. But for most, if not all of us, unless we have really good mentors early on, we focus on the wrong things. And I do feel like this is almost something that we have to go through to actually fully understand ourselves, but maybe we can learn a little bit from other people's mistakes. We get really hung up on things like the tools or the tips of how to be a creator, and that's not what truly matters. I see this all the time with current clients too. They spend so much energy on questions like, what social media platform should I use? What kind of product or service should I create? What should the name, logo, or colors of my brand be? What are the best marketing channels to use? How long should my content be? When or where should I post it? And what hashtag strategy or comment strategy should I use? Or how should I edit my content? What email software or landing page builders are best? All of these things are tool-based questions. But the most important question to start with is, what is your mission? Who do you help and how do you help them? I'll share a couple of fill-in-the-blank ways that you can define this. Whether you're a podcaster, writer, filmmaker, or visual artist, going through this really quick template-style exercise can really help you. And I've actually put this information in more detail, a 60-page slideshow that took me a few hours a day over a couple of weeks to create. And maybe I'll share that soon, go in a bit more detail, perhaps add video to it. But the basics here are plenty for now. So I'm going to share two templates, two fill in the blanks. One's a little more simple, and one is more for if you insist on being a multi-passionate creator like I do. And so the simple template, if you can figure this out, you're one of the fortunate ones who really has a straight path to success. The simple template goes like this. I value blank for audience so they can blank. And that's the reward that they get. So I'll say it again, because without a visual, it can be a little bit confusing, but I insert value, and then for, you insert the audience so that they can, and then you insert the benefit that they get from it. So an example would be, I create nutritional e-cookbooks for busy professional parents so they can achieve optimal health for their family without sacrificing their career. Or I host a solo short and sweet educational podcast for new dads so they can learn some tricks and avoid some mistakes I made the first time around. If you look at those two examples, you can clearly see that pattern of I insert the value. So solo short and sweet educational podcast for insert the audience, new dads so they can learn some tricks and avoid some mistakes. And then the multi-passionate template is similar, but it's just got a collection of blanks at the beginning. So blank, blank, and blank tips to, and then you insert the benefit. So you simply list a collection, a triangulation, a few different things that you do. For example, sleep, nutrition, and meditation tips to help you live your good life. Or writing, podcasting, and mindset tips to help you be the best content creator. You can see the example when it comes to helping the multi-passionate fill in their blanks. It's just a collection of topics, themes, ideas that you create about. So writing, podcasting, and mindset. And then you do those three things to help people become the best content creator possible. So using one of those templates, maybe even try them both, ask yourself, what is your mission? Because once you understand this, things get really exciting. You'll want to start creating content so much quicker. It'll feel like the floodgates open, because the clarity that you have will allow you to just be so much more excited and comfortable about creating as much as you can. And you won't feel like you're wasting time at all. When you nail this, all of a sudden, it's easy to generate like literally 200 content ideas. And we can't even keep up with the amount of ideas that we could create. Now, it's okay that the specific details of your mission statement will evolve over time. In fact, more than it just being okay, it really is a good thing, because it just means that you're getting clearer and clearer on who you serve and how you serve them. But the reality is, you can't go to plan B unless you have plan A. So ask yourself, try those fill in the blanks. What is your mission statement? And I would love to actually hear it or read it. So be sure to send me an email or reach out anywhere at Just Keep Learning. And if you're still stuck, then feel free to ask a question, and we'll see if we can set some time aside to help you personally get that cleared up. In my experience, it actually goes really quickly when you have a bit of support. As always, I just appreciate everyone in the JKL community being here. It feels like, for me, the floodgates are kind of opening in terms of all the things that I've learned about the creator economy and how I can pass that on to help you or someone that you care about as well. Until the next episode, all the best, and remember, just keep learning.